Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. There is a river. Amen. And truly we're under an open heaven on tonight. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. On tonight, we want to thank God for you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for you on tonight. We do pray. Amen, Jesus, that you've had a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. We know it's been cold. Amen. We know it's been a little chilly. Amen. A little rainy on the outside. Amen. But people of God, listen. But the sun still shines on the inside. The S-O-N. Amen. He still shines on the inside. Amen. He's a light. Glory be to God unto us, our path. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We honor, we glorify him on tonight for his goodness, for his grace. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. And we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. As our listeners are continuing to come in. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We just want to thank God for you. Thank God for you again. Thank God for your coming to be with us. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and join us. Amen. We are so very, very grateful. Amen. For your coming. Amen. We listen, people of God, we want to tell you that you pray, that you're coming. Amen. Your prayers are not in vain. Amen. For truly the Lord is moving. He's moving by his spirit. He's moving by his anointing. Amen. And we're just so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. Jesus, so grateful indeed. Amen. We just pray, amen, that again you had a blessed day. Amen. Jesus, we're looking to see. Glory be to God. Looking to see. I know the system went through an upgrade again. Amen. And we just want to make sure we got all of our listeners that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I know. Amen. When that happens, we can certainly tell. Amen. When the system goes through an upgrade like that. But we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We praise him for all things. Glory to God. Amen. Please do look out on our Facebook page. Amen. Our Prayer News Network page. We thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. Wherever you're listening from, our international listeners, amen, we believe God by faith. Amen, Jesus, that we were able to get some additional listeners coming out of the Bahamas. Amen. Glory to God. I think we got it all worked out. So we should have some listeners on our Bahamas end that are listening via radio. And we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They have been trying and trying to get through, but we think we got a working solution. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for them. All of our listeners that are listening internationally, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, we want to let you know, amen, like I said, we are learning as we go. Amen. As we cross these, as we come to these, amen, crossroads, we have to work it out. But I want to let you know, if you're listening by radio, if you're listening by radio and you desire to call in to the platform or to call in, amen, Jesus, on the conference line, you can do that. And this is the way you do it. Amen. You certainly, But if you're listening by radio and you want to come in on the conference call, you would download the free conference calls app to your phone. Download the free conference calls app on your phone. And the meeting ID is Prayer News Network. And that's it. Amen. Again, you download the free conference call phone, free conference call app on your phone. And once you get the app on your phone, it's going to ask for the meeting ID. The meeting ID is Prayer News Network. And that should let you directly into, amen, the conference line. Once you get into the conference line, once we're at the point, amen, or that you need to say something, we can let you in. Amen. Glory to God. But that is how, amen, we can get our international listeners to be interactive with us. Amen. Aren't you excited about that? Yes, we're excited. Glory to God. We're excited, excited, excited. Amen. To get our listeners all together in one place. Amen. I realize sometimes some of our radio listeners may want to ask for prayer, amen, or have something that they want to say, amen. So that is by means the way that they're able to do it, amen. So we thank God for that. Glory to God, we figured that out, amen. So we're going on in Jesus' name. We're going on in Jesus' name. Thank God for you again. Thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, if you have a social media page, go out on your phone, drop a message in one of those group texts and let them know, let somebody know, come and join me on the PNN. Tell them dial in, and the number you're going to put on there is 339-209-6891, 339-209-6891. It only takes a second, people of God. It only takes a second, but it is most effective. Amen. Glory to God. So if you'll just do that for us, amen, just give people a reminder. Sometimes people are not even doing anything, and that text message comes at the right time. Right at the right time, and people are able to tune in, amen, and be blessed, glory to God, able to tune in and get what they need from the Lord. So do send out that text message, amen, to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Invite them to come on over. Invite them to come on over to the platform with us here at the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God tonight for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to give him thanks and praise, amen, for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And it didn't stop there, people of God, but amen, he baptized me in the fire. Amen. And I give God thanks and I give God praise, amen, for that purifying fire. Glory to God, that keeps me, amen, Jesus, seeking after him, that keeps me, glory be to God, moving forth in him, glory to God, with a mind and a heart to do his will, glory to God. And we just thank him. I just thank him tonight, amen. I love him. I love him because he first loved me, amen. Thanking him tonight, people of God, amen, for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.C. James. Thanking him tonight, glory to God, amen, for our senior apostle, glory be to God, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him tonight, glory be to God, for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight, people of God, glory to God, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Thanking him, glory be to God, for the men and women of God that helped to keep this outreach going, for all of our advisors. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them. Amen. Glory to God. Diligent, committed, and dedicated people. Amen. People of God, chosen his election. And we just thank them. Amen. Thank God for them, each and every one of them, people of God, because as we always say, we could certainly not do it on our own. But we thank God for the grace, amen, that the Lord has placed on these men and women of God's lives, amen, Jesus, to help in this outreach ministry. As well, thanking God for all of our prayer warriors, amen, glory to God. Thanking the Lord for them, amen, and all that he's doing in their lives, amen. Just giving God thanks, giving God praise, amen, for each and every one of them, amen. Glory to God. Truly, again, the Lord is doing a great work in their lives. Amen. And for this, we're so grateful. Amen. He's doing a work in all of our lives. Amen. We cannot go in and out of his presence and remain the same. Amen. But truly, we are being changed, people of God. Anytime we go into the presence of God, we're being changed. Amen. By the word, we're being washed. We're being cleansed by the word. Our minds are being transformed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our minds are being transformed. Amen. Our spirit are being quickened in him. Glory be to God, because in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. And we're thanking him tonight for giving us access. Amen. We have access to the King. We have access, people of God. Glory be to God. We have access to the King. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. I'm grateful for it. Amen. I'm just so very grateful, glory to God, for the access whereas he's given us, people of God. Amen. 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 And listen, and we certainly thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your commitment as well, your dedication to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Again, go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. Let the people know that we are here. Let the people know that we are live. Amen, Jesus. Let the people know. They don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we are so excited, amen, as every night, because the Lord is speaking to us. So, and I tell you, we are getting ready, amen, to go into our consecration, getting ready. Glory be to God. Getting ready, as stated, amen. And many of you are probably already, amen, on your consecration with your churches. Amen, Jesus. We just want you to call the PNN out, amen, and come and be with us, amen, in consecration. Glory to God. As we get ready, amen, we're already in 2021, amen, 20 days already into the new year. And people of God, we got to get ahead of it. Amen, Jesus. And how do we do that? By, amen, writing the vision, making it plain. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight again. Thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. And tonight we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. We have several of our speakers that are getting their schedules ready. Our speakers are getting their schedules ready. Amen, Jesus, ready to come and grace the PNN platform. Amen. Glory to God. We realize that a lot of the pastors and the evangelists, amen, Jesus, the ministers, the bishops, amen, the prophets, glory to God, they are, amen, all appointed unto other works. But they take time to come and be with us. And I'm telling you, we count that an honor. Amen. So just, amen, just know that their schedules are being prepared. Amen. They are preparing their schedules to come, amen, to the PNN. And for that, we're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We're so grateful, glory to God, for what the Lord has for each and every one of us. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we would that you prepare your hearts. As we stated, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. But we want you to just prepare your heart for a word of prayer on tonight. Glory be to God as we come together to sanctify the line. Glory to God. We always do that, people of God, because we realize, amen, as we
the
come.
The recording has started.
Make that separation. Make that distinction. Amen. We got to make that, amen, Jesus, turn in our minds and in our spirit from a busy, busy day, amen, until now. Amen. We're going into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So those things that, amen, we will be facing, those things, glory be to God, those things, those challenges, glory to God, amen. Because listen, people of God, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, now is the time that we go into the presence of the Lord. And we know that we can't go into his presence any kind of way. Amen. Glory to God. Psalm 66:18 tells us that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. Glory to God. Now, that's what the word said. Amen. So he's not going to hear us over mess and stuff and malice and anger and all of that. We got to get it right. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, you can't approach a judge, amen, any kind of way, or a high official in the earth. You can't just walk up on them like that. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, how much more, amen, our Heavenly Father, amen, that we make ourselves ready, amen, to go into his presence. Glory to God. So if you will, tonight, people of God, bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God as we go before his presence on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you. We glorify you for your goodness. Father, we glorify you for your grace on tonight. Father, we're thanking you. Glory be to God. We're coming unto you just one more time. One more time to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for loving us. Glory to God, when we didn't love ourselves, but we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Glory to God for your keeping power. We thank you, glory to God, that you kept our mind, you kept our heart, glory to God. You kept our families, you kept us strengthened, Father. And for this, we thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, how you kept us from danger seen and unseen. And tonight, Master, we just come to tell you thank you. We just come to tell you thank you, Lord. For if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, glory to God, to tell you how much we appreciate you. Glory to God. But we come tonight. We're coming collectively. We're coming individually on tonight. Glory to God. The people that you called to this place, we're coming on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. With uplifted hands and open hearts. Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God, to give you the glory that is due unto your name. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're coming on tonight, glory to God, asking that you would look upon us now. Look upon us, each and every one, glory to God. Look upon us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us, glory to God, of any iniquity. Forgive us on tonight, glory to God, anything, oh God, that we've done wrong in any way that we've offended on tonight. Father, we're asking that you forgive us, glory to God, as we forgive those, oh God, that have trespassed against us. Father, we're asking you on tonight to create in us, oh God, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way in this people. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, look upon this line. You see the needs and you see the desires, oh God. Name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, thy will be done and thy kingdom come. Glory be to God. Thy kingdom come, oh God. Cause your kingdom to be manifested. Cause your kingdom will or your kingdom desire to be manifested in us, your people. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us even tonight. Father, make us and mold us according to your will. Make us and mold us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Have your way in us, oh God. Have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way in the precious name of Jesus. Father, glory to God. We're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would look upon us, oh, glory to God. Look upon our situations. Look upon, oh God, our hearts on tonight. Look upon us tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you to move tonight. Move favorably for your people. Father, move in healing on tonight. Move in deliverance on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch tonight, God, and open our understanding. Open the eyes of our understanding, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory be to God. Father, open, oh God, wisdom, oh God, unto us, your people. Father, endow us with wisdom in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause us to know your ways. Cause us to know, oh God, your ways in thy precious name. Glory to God in that precious name of Jesus tonight. Father, we're asking that you have your way. We're asking that you move upon these airways. Move, oh God, in the Messiah. Oh God, country to country, state to state. Father, we're asking that you move in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you touch tonight. Touch us, glory to God. Touch us where we've not been touched. Touch us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do a new thing. Glory to God. Do a new thing within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, turn us, oh God. Oh God, cause us to walk in the righteous way. Father, order our steps on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, oh God, Father, to look upon the land. Father, look upon the land, oh God, in that precious name, oh God. We're asking you to heal on tonight, oh God. Heal in the body, heal in the mind, heal in the soul, heal the spirit on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it. We're asking you to do it on tonight, oh God. Glory to God. Deliver. Oh, glory to God. Deliver tonight. Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, do it tonight. Oh, God, in the precious name.
name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way. We're asking that you move for your people. Move in a mighty, hey, glory to God. Move, oh God, in a mighty way. Father, we're asking that you do it tonight. Father, do it as only you can. Glory to God. Do it as only you can in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for your speaker tonight. Thank you for your man serving on this night. Father, we're thanking you. Glory to God. Bless him. Bless him now, oh God. Bless him even the more in the precious name of Jesus. Bless him even the more. We pray, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, call thy divine will to be done in his life. Father, we're thanking you, oh God, for the word. Glory to God. Parent in his belly. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. Hiya, yere mosaya. We thank you tonight. Father, let not your word fall, oh God, on stony ground. But we're thanking you tonight, oh God. We're yielding unto you. Glory to God, and we say, have your way. Cause your word, oh God, to have free course tonight. Free course, glory to God, into the ears, into the hearing of your people. And Father, for this we give you thanks. Father, for this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we magnify you. We bless your precious name. For this, oh God, we say amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God, and let us exalt his name together. Glory to God, let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. The scripture declared, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him. Amen. Glory to God, and we know that the Lord is yet delivering. Mm-hmm. He's yet delivering. Amen. He's yet hearing the cry of his people. Amen, Jesus. He's yet, glory to God, moving on behalf of his people, amen. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, amen. And we got to believe that. Glory to God. Do you believe that tonight? Glory to God. I believe that, amen. Glory to God that he's true to his word. He's so true to his word, amen, Jesus. And we do give him thanks and we do give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. We praise him. Glory to God for his promises, amen. His promises, glory to God, his promises are true. Amen. His promises are yea and amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We give God honor and glory on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for you. People of God, thank you again for coming on in. Amen. Thank you for, glory to God, telling someone, texting someone. Amen. Telling them to come on in. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We glorify him. We magnify him on tonight. Amen. We magnify him. We have great expectancy, glory to God, for what the Lord is about to do. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are rebroadcasting. Amen. Jesus, amen, as our speakers are getting their schedules ready. They're getting their, amen, their schedules ready, amen, to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global, among other things. Amen. Glory to God. But we're excited tonight, people of God. Amen. We're going over to the UK. Amen. We're going over to the UK. Amen. And the man of God will be with us. Amen. Not many days hence. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. By way again of London, England. Amen. This man of God is no, of course, he's no stranger to us. Amen. He comes to us, people of God, amen, by way of Deliverance House of Prayer International, amen. We thank God for him, glory to God, and people of God, we want you to receive on tonight the prophet, amen. God has graced us yet with another prophet, amen. We want you to receive on tonight Prophet Melford Allen.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening, each and every one of you. I thank God again for it. Indeed, it is a pleasure with you on tonight. We want to just greet the Father. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who will soon come and King, for just the privilege. Amen. He is the head of our lives. Amen. Amen. I greet each and every one in the respective places. Amen. Hallelujah. The leaders of this network. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Her overseer, Bishop Taylor. Amen. Hallelujah. The late S.E. James. All the fivefold, every apostle, evangelist, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, the whole ecclesiastical body. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight in your respectable places. And truly, again, it's an honor tonight to be on. Amen. To do what thus saith the Lord. And tonight, you know, just want to hear from the heart of God tonight. Amen. So tonight we just want to go into the Word of God. Amen. And even, you know, there's some time that we just have to stop. Take a pause, take a check, and listen. Stop, take a pause, take a check, and listen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. And so tonight we want to go into the book of Psalms 27. Psalms 27. And we will read just one verse, and that's verse 11. Psalms 27 and verse 11. Hallelujah. Give you a moment to get it. Psalms 27 and verse 11. Glory be to his holy name. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is already blessed. Father God, that we pray tonight for divine glory, that those who hear may be healed, delivered, be set free. Oh, God, receive a miracle in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible uses these divine words. To teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. Amen. But I want to just, for a moment, just dwell on this part. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Amen. Thy way, O Lord. Amen. We're living in a time, we're living in a day, we're living in an hour that we really need God's divine instruction. We need God's direction. We need God to teach us. We need him to guide us. Your Bible declares that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I should not sin against it. The entrance of the word giveth light. We need God's word to direct us, to navigate, amen, in this time. We're living in some serious times that if we don't have God's direction in this time, amen, we will certainly miss our, we will certainly be lost because we have seen some things with our eyes, amen. And the Bible said in the book of Luke that when we see certain things, men's hearts will be failing for fear and for looking after the things that are coming on this earth. And so tonight, by God, we're telling God that, Father, you've got to lead us and guide us. The Bible said that when the Holy Ghost comes, he will lead us and guide us into all truth. And many times we're looking, amen, and we've seen what's happening around us, and we begin, glory to God, to begin to take an inventory, amen, about the things that we're seeing, the things that we're hearing, and we begin, glory to God, to begin to watch the news. And sometimes watching the news can make you feel down. Sometimes watching the news, amen, can make you feel, amen, hallelujah, like you just want to give up and throw in the towel. Sometimes watching the news does more harm than what good. Do I have a witness, somebody? And so there are times that you're saying, Lord, you're going to have to do something, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes watching the news will bring a hope, a place, bring you to a place of hopelessness, because all the news is speaking is doom and gloom. But the Bible said tonight that we believe the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we keep that word in our lives, when we keep that word in our heart, amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter what the news says. Tonight, our confidence, our trust is in God. David here was getting ready to, amen, just before he began, amen, to move into kingdomship, before he was, amen, moving into the kingdom, he began to ask God, amen, a prayer. He said, Lord, I know, amen, hallelujah, that I don't understand this thing. I don't know it all. But God, tonight, I'm asking you to teach me your ways. Amen. Teach me. Because he had some enemies that was coming after him. He had some people that was trying to hurt him. Amen. You remember, amen, Saul. Saul was one, amen, that was every time David, amen, would play the harp, would try to help Saul. Amen. It's amazing that sometimes you try to help folks, and those are the same ones that try to take you out. Those are the same ones that try to kill you. Those are the same ones that try to talk behind your back. Those are the same ones, amen, who try to set folks against you. And David was in a place, glory to God, that Saul was always trying to pin him with a javelin. You've got to be careful of sometimes you're walking, you're going someplace, but the path that you're going is not that plain. It's not that clear. Amen, somebody. Sometimes there's detours in the road. There are curves and corners, and you got to know how. Amen. How, glory to God. How to be able to navigate those corners. But David said, I don't want to go around no corners. I want to go into a plain path. Because any moment, hallelujah, any moment, the enemy can pop up from around the corner. But if I'm going in that straight direction, if it's coming in front of me, I will be able to see him. If it's coming behind of me, I'll be able to see him. That's why I need a plain path in this hour. I don't need no corners. I need a plain path that I'll be able to see what's ahead. I'll be able to see what's behind. Is there anybody tonight that said, Lord, tonight you have to teach me. You're going to have to show me the plain path. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible said, teach me the way that I should go. Oh, come on, somebody. We're in an hour now that we're going to need to walk that straight path. We're going to need to walk that straight line. Glory to God, because there is something about that path. Amen. Hallelujah. There's another path that a lot of people are heading on. It's called the broad path. But there's a remnant that God is raising up that says, I don't mind walking that narrow straight way. I don't mind walking that narrow straight path because there's a good way. The Bible says there's a good way. Walk in it. Tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. There was someone that says, go back and acquire that good old way. Hallelujah. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. Hallelujah. But the ways there are the ways of death. Tonight, I want to walk that straight path. Tonight, there are some things, amen, that we started doing. There are some things that we started, but soon and later, something comes up and knocks us off that straight path. But we're telling God tonight, take me back on that journey. Take me back on that straight path. Tonight, we got to understand that we're living in the last days. We're living in troublesome times, and you're going to have to walk that straight line. You're going to have to walk getting ready to come up on the earth, and you're going to have to be in that straight line. Hallelujah. There's a place, amen, that you're going to have to walk, amen. There's a road that you're going to have to walk. You're going to have to keep your eyes on that road, amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you will go through some stuff, amen. You will go through, amen, on the straight path. You will go to folks walking away from you. You will go to folks, amen, talking about you. You will go to folks saying all sort of things against you. But you got to keep your eyes focused on that straight path. You're going to have to keep your eyes in the direction. Oh, come on, somebody. Let the word guide you. Let the word take you there. Oh, come on, that word, amen, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my feet. You're going to have to let that word, like, come on, guide you into all that is truth. Amen. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You're going to have to let that word teach you and guide you. Oh, somebody tonight, you said, I'm not looking anywhere else. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right. Anybody tonight that say, I got to keep momentum. I can't let what's happening around me affect me. I said, I can't let what's happening around me affect me or slow me down. You got to understand this. Glory to God. There is a thing that they put on the horse's eyes that they call it blinders. Come on, somebody. And when the horse are racing, they put these things on so you would not get distracted. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to have to be able to put spiritual blinders that you don't get distracted in this hour. Don't get moved in this hour. Stay focused on the journey. Oh, come on. You're in a journey and you can't allow what's going on around you to make you sway and make you move off your position. You're going to have to stay in it now. You're going to have to keep on moving. Somebody tonight, say, I'm getting my focus back. I'm getting my momentum back. I'm picking up speed. I'm not slowing down for nothing. I'm not, oh my God, I'm not moved by what I'm seeing around me. But tonight, glory to God, I got to stay the course. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I got to stay the course. Glory to God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, oh, hallelujah. I said, but the Lord, glory to God, shall deliver from them all. The Bible tells us the other time, he said that Abraham, amen, hallelujah, was left his home. He left his father and mother. He left everybody. Now he was moving on a journey. God spoke to him and said, leave your kindred, leave everything behind and go to a place afterwards. I will show you where you should go. And Abraham started walking. Amen. God didn't tell him where he was going to go. But Abraham trusted and believed in God, that he who called him was faithful. Abraham began to trust and be confident in this God. But one thing that Abraham did, he took up Lot with him because of our compassion. He took up Lot. Well, what happened now? God then spoke again to Abraham. Abraham was walking from one place to another. and he didn't have no director. All he had was a word. Abraham, go. All he had was a word. Abraham, move. And then he had Lot with him. Glory to God. But see what happened. Sometimes when your destiny is not connected to other people, God will cause a shift to come to separate you, my God. I said God will cause a shift to come and move you from that, around that person. See what happened. God, my God, Lot was not connected to the last part of Abraham's journey. And what happened? God said, listen, now it's time, Abraham, where I begin to shift you in your dimension. I begin to shift you into that new place that I have for you. Abraham, just continue walking. Guess what? I'm going to invite you. Keep on walking. So when you're walking, you're getting ready to shake Lot loose. You're getting ready to shake Lot loose. Come on, what is Lot? Lot is a lot of this and a lot of that. A lot of flesh, a lot of people that's on your journey that can't go the direction that you're going. That was only designed to slow you down. A lot of people on your way that are designed, oh, come on, to get you unfocused. That will talk a lot of stuff in your ears. What is Lot? Lot is that is designed to slow you from your journey. And so God said, Abraham, it's time to get rid of the Lot. A lot of your flesh, a lot of your mindset. Get rid of this stuff. And the Bible said, after Lot had departed, Abraham started to hear God. God began to speak to him. He said, now, Abraham, look up. Look up, Abraham. Hallelujah. Look up, Abraham, because as far as you can see, hallelujah, as far as you can see, the land is yours to possess. Amen. It's amazing. Glory to God. As long as you stay on the path, Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. Hallelujah. He did not stagger, but he knew that he who called him was faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to maintain that path. David said, oh, come on. He said, you got to maintain that path. And so, children of God, you got to know in this hour, you got to stay on the path. I know when we were small, they used to tell us that Jesus is coming soon. Well, years have gone by. Amen. Hallelujah. But because we don't see it, but we know that the signs are everywhere. The signs of the times are all around us. And so now we got to make sure that our calling and our election is sure. Tonight, glory to God, you got to stay on the path. You got to tell him, God, tonight, lead me, God. Lead me into that play path. I know that I got a lot of enemies, but as long as I stay on the path, you will protect me. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on. As long as I stay on the path, all my ways, if my eyes are stayed upon you. So, God, tonight, I'm telling you, keep your hand upon me. Don't let me look left, Lord. Don't let me look right, but just keep me in that pain path. I know that there's some enemies around me. I know that there's some evil wishes that wishing me that I would fail. I know that there's some people that wishing that I would stumble, that I would give up, that I would turn back. But, Lord, just keep my hand upon me. Just keep holding me, God. Just keep leading me. Just keep guiding me. God, I cannot give up now. I've come too far to turn on. Lord Jesus, tonight, lead me and guide me. Lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted unless I believe. Sometimes in our life, we come to the place that we almost, oh, glory to God. I said, we almost. Sometimes you have an almost moment. And when you realize that almost, but you haven't yet, hallelujah, that you said, I cannot go out like that. I cannot give up like that. I almost slipped, but I cannot go out like that. I got to stay in the path. I want to turn back. I want to look back, but I can't because something just keeps driving me. Something just keeps pulling me, telling me I got to make it to my destination. I got to keep on moving. I can't stop now. Something is behind of me, telling me you got to keep on moving. Or is there anybody tonight that when you come to that moment that you say, I almost, something keeps pushing you, something keeps driving you. Oh, come on, somebody. Whenever you get to that place called almost, hallelujah, something, hallelujah, begin to speak to you. The Holy Ghost begin talking to you. You come too far to turn around now. You come too far to look back. Just keep on moving. Keep on going ahead. As far as your eyes can see, the land is yours to possess. I could imagine that Abraham was just walking, and then many times doubt could have set in. By God, doubt could have set in. But he never said, He never said, I once want to give up. He trusted God. Hallelujah. He trusted God to the very end. Is there anybody tonight that said, I'll trust God to the very end? Hallelujah. Almost. There's a place called almost that we, as children of God, we don't want to get to. Amen. We don't want to get to that place called almost. Because that when you get to the almost, that means you're halted between two opinions, either to stay or to go, either to stop or to keep moving. Amen. To go left or go right. Amen. With that place called almost is a place called a crossroad. When you get to a crossroad, amen, it got two destinations. Oh, come on. He got to a destination. But when you look at the cross, Lord, amen, hallelujah, you can look at where you came from, hallelujah, and see how long the journey been that you came from. Amen. When you look to the side, when you look to the left, you look to the right, you say, I don't know which way those go. I don't know. But if I keep on going, amen, I started out to get to this destination. And if I keep going, I've got to get to my destination because the road ahead is a straight road. And so if I keep on moving, I've got to get to that place called there. Is there anybody tonight that I'm not going to look left, I'm not going to look right, but I'm going to keep on going. Lord, just lead me and guide me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. As long as he leads you and guides you, you will never go wrong. He said, you will never go wrong. So we find that David at this place in his life, he's getting ready to move into a new dimension. He's never been in this place before. And he said, Lord, tonight, amen, I know I got some enemies, but Lord, I know that you can teach me and guide me and show me your ways. Amen. I don't want to do nothing in my own self-will. Do you know that there are some times you want to do stuff in your own self-will? But that's not because, amen, in your own mind, that's what you think. But that may not be the right thing for you. And you got to stop, pause, take a moment, and begin to seek God's direction. And you should speak and say, okay, not this way, that other way. And he's always right. Holy Ghost is all, Father is always right. The Bible says he will lead you and guide you into all truth. There are times in our lives, glory to God, that we're going places and we don't know where to go. And the best thing that we, hallelujah, somebody, stop and take a pause. Because when we stop, take a pause, amen, hallelujah, and recalibrate, oh, glory to God, begin to recalibrate in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Do you know, hallelujah, when you're driving your car, sometimes your GPS would say, recalibrating. Oh, come on, somebody. Your GPS would say, recalibrating. And for a moment, it seems like everything is going crazy. The needles, the direction, everything. Hallelujah. I remember one time I was driving here in London. I was driving, and there's the tall building on the other side. And all of a sudden, the satellite stopped working. The GPS stopped. The navigation system stopped working. Amen. And start telling me, I'm recalibrating. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I could either trust my instinct or wait until, hallelujah, or wait until it's recalibrated. But what I did, I take on trusting God. I said, I'm not stopping. I'm not slowing down. I'm keep on going straight ahead. I got to keep on moving. Hallelujah. The race is not for the sweeper, but for those that endure. I said, I've got to keep on moving ahead. And when I keep on moving ahead, after a while, glory to God, I come out. And he said, maintain your direction. Maintain your course. Glory to God. Tonight, the Holy Ghost is telling us tonight, take your direction.
Muted.
Keep on moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just keep on going ahead. I don't allow the navigation system that is recalibrating throw you off course. There are times, glory to God, that the enemy would want, amen, hallelujah, to throw you off course. But you got to keep on moving ahead. Trust the Lord. Trust your God that he will lead you and guide you in all truth. Tonight, glory to God. I said, trust the navigator and trust your God in heaven. Come on, because sometimes, hallelujah, the arm of flesh will fail you. The thing that men made will fail you. Oh, glory to God. But you're going to have to trust your heavenly navigation system. It's called the Holy Ghost. Don't continue to trust the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will never recalibrate on you. He will always lead you and guide you. He will always teach you. He will always show you the plain truth. He will always show you the plain path. Oh, come on, somebody. I said the Holy Ghost will always guide you in the way that you should go. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I said the Holy Ghost will always guide you in the way you should go. Hallelujah. Lord, if I had trust in the navigation system, I would have had to pull, who knows how long that would have taken. But I said, no, I've got to keep on moving. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. I said, Father, I know that you will lead me and you will guide me into all truth. I'm going to trust your navigation system. I'm going to trust your word. I'm going to trust you, God, that you will lead me and you will guide me. And oh, my God, I said, he will show you. He will show up. When you think that all hope is gone, he will show up for you. He's an on-time God. He's never late. I say he's an on-time God. He's never late. Oh, hallelujah. I say he's an on-time God. He's never late. Tonight I'm come to encourage somebody. Amen. You got to trust God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Tonight you got to trust God even in the midst of the darkness, even in the midst when it seems like no hope, even in the midst when everything seems to be going topsy-turvy, when everything seems to be going, amen, crazy. You got to keep on trusting God. Hallelujah. He specializes in darkness. He specializes. My God, the Bible said that he is the light in the darkness. He is the light when every way seems dark. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. Come on. You can't trust those things that are around you, but you have to trust the Lord your God. Hallelujah. I say you're going to have to trust him in this hour. We're getting ready to go into some dark days. I say we're getting ready to go into some dark days. But you're going to have to trust God that he will light up your way. Oh, glory to God. I say you will have to trust him that he will light up your way. That word is a lamp unto my feet. And I keep saying it. I will say tonight until you get it. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You're going to have to keep trusting God in this hour, in this season. Don't stop now. Don't slap your eyes. You're going to have to keep on trusting him in the season. Keep on trusting him that, my God, he knows the way that I should take. But after I've been tried, I shall come forth like pure gold. Oh, you're going to have to trust him in the midst of everything. Oh, come on, somebody. I say you're going to have to trust him no matter what it looks like. I say no matter what it seems like, you're going to have to trust him. Trust him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I say he will direct your path. You're going to have to trust him in the midst of uncertain clouds ahead. Oh, come on, when it's raining on the outside, whether it's snowing or sunshine, I say you're going to have to trust him in the matter of everything. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you have to trust him in the midst of everything. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, count it all joy when you're falling into diverse temptation. You're going to have to count it all joy. Trust in God that when you're going through something, that he is with you. The Bible said, "Lo, I'm with you always." Matter of fact, he said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." He's going to be with you till the very end. Somebody tonight, hallelujah, understand that the Lord is with you. The Lord is my keeper. Oh, come on. He is my deliverer. Oh, come on. That's why he said the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going in and your coming out for this time forth and even forevermore. Oh, believe God tonight. I said believe him. Hallelujah. He's going to direct you. He's not going to allow, hallelujah, to be my God. He's not going to allow you to be tempted more than which you're able to be. I say he's not going to allow you to be able to tempt him more than which you can be. He is with you. Matter of fact, he told you in Romans, he said that all things are going to work together for your good. Reason why all things are going to work together, because you don't let nothing stop you, from loving him. What can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? No persecution, death, terror, trials, nothing, tribulation, nothing. Nothing would be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I come to tell somebody tonight, trust in the Lord with all your heart. He's going to lead you. Oh, come on, somebody tonight. I said, I can't do it by myself. God, you're going to have to teach me. You're going to have to teach me your ways, oh God. You're going to have to teach me your truth, oh God. God, I don't know it all. God, I don't know it all. God, there are some places I don't know. God, I've given some directions I don't know. But God, I trust you. Hallelujah. God, I trust you because there are some places and some directions that I'm going to have to go. Hallelujah. But God, I know one thing for certain, that you promised even to the valley, you were there. To the fire, you were there. When the floods come, you were there. Oh, come on, somebody. On top of the mountain, you are still God. In the valley, you are still God. Oh, come on. Even I got to walk on the water, you are still there. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. I say he's still with you. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that he is a very present helper in the time of trouble. So somebody tonight, understand that God is with you. Hallelujah. He's a very present helper in the time of your going through, in the times of your trial. You're just going to have to ask him, God, I don't know it this way. God, I don't know this way. God, I've never been this way before. I'm asking you to teach me, oh Lord. Teach me the way, God, the way that I should take. Teach me, oh God, the right way. Teach me the right path, oh God. God, this way, sometimes this way gets rougher. This way gets tougher. But God, my confidence is in you. Oh God, my hope is in you. My trust is in you. God, I don't know this way. God, I've never been down this road. But God, today I'm trusting you with
I'm trusting you with all my soul. God, you're going to have to lead me in the plain path. Lead me in the straight way. Oh, God, somebody, you got to ask God to lead you and direct you. You're going to have to tell God, oh, God, I need you to show me which way to go, because I've never been down this road. I've never been in the situation. God, I've never been through this. But, God, I know one thing, that even in the lion's den, that you are still there. Even in the fiery furnace, you are there. God, you was with Jeremiah in the dungeon. God, I know that you're still with me, that you promised that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Is there anybody tonight that said, God, I know that you're with me. God, I know that you will never leave me. You promised that you will never forsake me. Oh, come on, you told me in your word that you got a purpose and a plan for my life. You'll bring me to that expected end. You told me the expectation of the righteous will never be cut off. God, you told me, oh boy, that you will not allow me to suffer shame. So God, tonight, my confidence in you. God, I know, hallelujah, that you, oh God, you're leading me. God, you're showing me the way I should go. God, tonight, I believe that somebody on this line is saying, I'm going back to that path. I'm going back to acquire that old, good old way. Hallelujah, the way that I used to walk before, the way that gave me hope, the way that God had that all the directions. Matter of fact, he gave us a book that is called Basic Instructions Before Leaving This Earth. He gave us this Bible. Hallelujah. There was a song that we used to sing when we were growing up in Sunday school. He said, read your Bible, pray every day, and then you will grow. Now, somebody tonight, you've got to go back to reading the Word of God. Go back and studying the Scriptures. In them, you might have, you'll find hope. That's why he told Joshua, he said, meditate on the book, on these books, and this way you'll find success. I come to tell somebody tonight, you're going to have to trust God. Oh, come on, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean onto what folks are telling you. Oh, people are telling you you can't make it. But I come to tell you tonight, hallelujah, that he will lead you and he will guide you. He will not desert you. He brought you from a mighty long way. Matter of fact, when you were in that horrible place, he pulled you out of it. Oh, glory to God. I said he pulled you out of it. And tonight I come to tell somebody, hey, come on, get back in it. Get back in it. Come on. Come on, start walking again. Come on, start moving again. Hallelujah. I hear Romans. I reckon that the suffering of this present time is worthy. Oh, come on. I reckon that the suffering of this present time is that worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. You know why you've got to go through some stuff? Because earth creation is growing, waiting for you to remind for you. You've got to go through some things because some people are waiting for you to pull them out of their pit, to pull them out of your mess. Some people are waiting on you. Glory to God, somebody. I said, people are waiting on you. Oh, come on, for you to show them the way. Show them the way that they can come out of that mess, to come out of that pit. Some people are waiting on you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, to teach them. Hallelujah, my God. That some people are watching your life, saying, if you can do it, I can do it too. Some people are waiting on you. Say, I know that if God can do it for you, he can do it for me. Is there anybody know tonight that God will do it for you? Oh, yes, he will show up for you. I said he will show up for you. I said he will show up for you. David said, he said, David said, I would have fainted unless I believe. Hallelujah. See, because after he prayed, God begins to lead him and guide him, to lead him and guide him. Oh, hallelujah. I said God begins to lead him and guide him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I said God begins to lead him and guide him. David said, he said, lead me, oh God. He said, show me God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He said, but now teach me all about your ways and tell me what to do. God, I really don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. But I know you know what to do, Lord. And I know that you will teach me. You will show me what to do. I say, somebody tonight, you may not know what to do, but God will show up for you. He will teach you what to do. He will show you what to do. Oh, you got to trust him with all your heart. I said, trust him with all your mind. Don't go to leaning on your own understanding. But I come to tell you in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. Tonight, somebody on this line say, I've got to trust him with every fiber of my being. I'm going to trust him no matter what. It doesn't matter how dark the day gets. I'm still going to, because I know that he will bring me all right. He's going to bring me out all right. Tonight, I just want to encourage somebody to continue to trust him. Say like David, now teach me all about your ways, God, and tell me what to do. Because really, I don't know what to do, God, but you know the way that I should take. But I will be tried. I know that I'll come forth as pure gold. Somebody go ahead and give God glory, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. I said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Matter of fact, he told us that he will be with us till the end. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said he will be with us till the end. No matter what it looks like, he promised that he will be always be there. Oh, hallelujah. I said he will always be there. Oh, all you got to do is believe him. Believe his word. Oh, his words are true. Oh, come on, somebody. I said his words are true. All you got to do is trust and believe him. Oh, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You just got to believe him. Trust him with all your heart and with all your mind. You just got to understand he who began a good work in you shall complete it. Tonight, I just want to encourage somebody, keep on holding on. Hallelujah. It's not over until God said it's over. They may have counted you out, but don't give up. I said it's not over until God said it's over. Don't give up. Don't give in. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah, somebody. So go ahead and give him your best praise. Go ahead and give him your best hallelujah, because he will not abandon you now. He brought you from a mighty long way, and he will not see you be abandoned now. Oh, a mother would give up on his young child, but daddy would not give up on us. Oh, go to God. I said, daddy would not give up on us. You just kind of have to trust him. You're going to have to believe on him. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have to rely on him on this journey. You don't understand the way that you should go, but he knows the way. Oh, glory to God. I said, he knows the way. Hallelujah. You got to rely on him. You're going to have to trust him in this season. God be with you. Heaven bless you. In Jesus' name. Back over to the moderator. In Jesus' name. Oh, come on, somebody, you got to pray.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless, God bless, God bless. What a word on tonight, amen. We're going to turn it over to our co-host, Minister Emmanuel, tonight. Glory to God, Minister Emmanuel, if you will come to the platform. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We may be having difficulties getting over. Amen, Jesus, but we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him again tonight for this word. Amen. What a word. What a word. What a word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. What a word on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you. Glory to God. There he is. Okay, there you are, man of God. You have the platform.
Amen. God bless you. Do apologize, amen, for not being able to get over it, but thank God, amen, once again for the word of God tonight that we have heard, amen, coming through the man of God, amen, letting us know that we got to stay on that path, amen, that path of righteousness, amen, which is the word of God, amen. We praise God tonight for, amen, amen. We pray that you've been blessed through the word of God, amen, that we have heard this night, amen. We know that God, he loves us. God is concerned about us, and God wants to see us saved. Amen. That's what he come for. He come that we may be saved tonight. That, amen, we don't have to be lost. Amen. He sends his preached word of God, amen, to save us from our sins. And tonight, amen, after hearing the word of God, amen, maybe there's somebody that's on the line. Amen. You want to get to know the Lord for yourself. Amen. Tonight, God, he's concerned about you. Amen. He's concerned about your well-being. He's concerned about your soul and where you may you will spend eternity. Amen. Tonight you can accept the Lord as your Savior. Amen. If that's you tonight, you want to be saved. Amen. You realize, amen, that you're tired of living this life without the Lord. You're tired of not having, amen, the Lord as your leader. Amen. Tonight the Lord wants to lead you, and he wants to guide you all the way from earth to heaven. Amen. Tonight, if there's one on the line, you desire, amen, to be saved. Amen. You want, amen, to accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Amen. Tonight is your opportunity. We're going to ask you to push star 6. Amen. Unmute your phone and come over to the platform that we may walk you, amen, through the prayer, amen, of repentance and salvation, and that you can start your new relationship with the Lord tonight. If there's one, amen, you may come at this time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's the prayer, amen, of salvation. Amen. Being extended to you tonight. Amen. If there's one tonight that want to get to know the Lord, amen, you could come forth now. Push star 6. Unmute your phone. Amen. And we will pray the prayer of faith. Amen. With you and lead you. Amen. To Christ tonight. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. If not, amen, we pray, amen, that you will, amen, accept the Lord in due time before, amen, it is too late. Because today is the day of salvation. He told us, amen, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. God is calling you, but you must answer the call. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, amen, if we have any special prayer requests, amen, you want to stand in the gap for somebody? Amen, you want to pray for your own self that you may stay on the path of holiness and righteousness? Amen, you can, amen, push star 6. Amen, unmute your phone and come over to the broadcast. Amen, make your request known tonight. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believe in God. Amen, for the saving of the soul. Amen, for the healing of the body. Amen, whatever it is tonight. Amen, God, he has just what you need. Amen, is there one tonight for special prayer request? You may come forth at this time. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word on tonight. It was truly food to my soul, and I'm just asking for continued prayer for my sister, Joanne Wright, who's still in the hospital with double pneumonia. And I'm praying for healing, but I'm praying for salvation for her in Jesus' name. And I thank you so very kindly. And also I'm asking for prayer for my little niece, Lauren. She went back to the doctor on this week, and they said she was deaf in one of her ears. But I know God is able to stop the deaf ear. So we just asking for prayer for little Lauren tonight also. And I thank you so very much.
Amen. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. Thank God for the prayer request for your sister and for your little niece, Lauren. Amen. We will be, amen, touching and agreeing and believing God, amen, to work a miracle this night. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else, amen, special prayer? Anyone else for special prayer tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any other special? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. I've been had my sister Darlene. She's been listening in for two nights now with services, and she would like to get prayer for healing of her body. Her name,
amen,
is Darlene.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will be
thank
praying
you
for your sister. Amen. God bless you, Kathy. God bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. God is a healer for both body and soul. Glory be to God. Amen. Any other prayer requests at this time? Anyone else, amen, stand in need of prayer tonight? Glory be to God. You could come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. And you could find help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Any other prayer requests tonight? Anyone else? Before we go to pray, may go in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your compassion towards us. Father God, we know for by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said not of works, lest any man should boast. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, we realize our good deeds are not going to get us into the kingdom. Oh, Father God, but it's your grace and your mercy. Oh, God, it's us turning from the error of our ways. It's us turning from our, amen, wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said we must be born again. Born of the water and born of the spirit. Father God, we pray right now, God. Oh God, that you will have mercy on the lost souls of men. Father God, we pray that you will call them, oh God, and call them in. Father God, bring them in before it's too late. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, somebody needs you tonight, Lord. Somebody on the line that needs to be saved. Somebody on the line needs to be delivered tonight, God. Oh God, we pray that you will touch their heart, Lord. Oh God, move the pride out the way. Oh God, whatever standing in the way tonight, oh God, for them to keep, oh God, that's keeping them from humbling themselves under the mighty hand of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, whoever it is tonight, whatever it is that's standing in the way, for them, oh God, yielding themselves to you and answering the call tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you will save the unsaved, baptize them with the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we claim the backslider tonight. Restore unto them the joy of thy salvation. Uphold them with thy free spirit. Oh Jesus, we know you able, Lord. You are forgiving God. God, we know that you can. We know that you will. You'll wash away every sin tonight. You'll wash away every transgression. Oh Jesus, do it tonight, Lord God. Deal with somebody's heart, Lord. Deal with somebody's mind. Save somebody's soul, Lord. Save them from that burning fire. Oh Jesus, we know you able, Lord. Turn somebody's heart tonight. Turn them from, oh God. Turn them from their wrongdoing tonight. Put them on that straight and narrow path. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I know you able, Lord. I know you can do it tonight, Lord. You have the final say so. You have the final word tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, our life is in your hand. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep us on that straight and narrow path. Keep us in your will, Lord. Hold us in the hollow of your hand. Oh, Jesus, we know you able, Lord. Just a closer walk tonight. We want a closer walk with you, Lord. We want to get to know you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to get to know you better, Lord. We want a closer relationship with you. We want to get to know you for ourselves. Oh, Jesus, we want to have that encounter with you. We want to have that experience with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, draw us tonight, and we will run after you. Lord, draw us with your love. Draw us, and we will run after you, Lord. We will seek your face, oh, Jesus. We will turn from the error of our ways. Oh, Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. We need you, Lord. Just one touch from you will make our calling in worthwhile. Just one touch tonight, Lord. Touch every heart tonight. On the line, God. Everyone on this broadcast tonight. Touch their minds, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Touch tonight, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch tonight, Lord. We need a touch from you, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen us tonight. Strengthen us when we're weak, Lord. Build us up, we're torn down. Anchor our souls, Lord, on every leader's side. Anchor us tonight, Lord, in the word of God. We got a hiding place in the word. In your word tonight, Lord, we have a hiding place. Cover us under your wings. Cover us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover us tonight. Cover us under your blood, under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need a touch from you, Lord. Reach down from heaven tonight and touch our souls. Oh, Jesus, restore unto us tonight. Oh, God, send restoration. Restore unto your people, Lord. Revive your people, stir up our pure minds, oh Jesus, in the name of Jesus, give us our fire back, give us our joy back, give us our peace back tonight, in the name of Jesus, everything the enemy stole from us, God, give it back to us tonight, in Jesus' name, give it back to us tonight, Lord, we need our perfect peace tonight. Give us that sound mind tonight, oh Jesus, give us a sound mind, oh God, help us, help us not to be troubled tonight, help us not to be confused, but Lord, give us that perfect peace, oh Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord, we need you, Lord. Somebody needs you tonight. Somebody's in trouble, Lord. Somebody's burdened down. Oh, Jesus, we're calling on you, Lord. We're calling on you tonight. We need to hear from heaven, Lord. Just one touch from you tonight. One touch from you, Lord Jesus. Touch it where we need to be touched. Touch our minds. Touch our souls. Touch our heart tonight. Touch, Lord, touch our bodies tonight, oh Jesus, move on us tonight, Lord, move on us tonight, Lord, breathe on us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, somebody's weak tonight, and they need to be strengthened, somebody's feeling discouraged tonight, and they need to be encouraged, oh Jesus, pick us up tonight, Lord, pick us up, pick us up tonight, Lord, turn us around, place our feet on that solid ground, in the name of Jesus, yes, your will, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, your will, Lord, I so say yes, I so say yes, yes to the will of God, yes to your will, Lord, yes to your word, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, tell God yes tonight, tell God yes tonight, we say yes, Lord, we say yes to your will, whatever your will is tonight, we say yes to your will, help us to accept your will tonight, not our will, but your will be done, Lord. Your will tonight, Lord. Your will. Your will is what's best for us. Oh, Jesus. We say yes to your will. Yes to the will of God. Yes to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes to the will of God tonight. Not our will, Lord. Not what we want. Not what we desire. But it's all about you, Lord. It's what you want from us, God. It's what you desire from us, Lord. Lord. Tell us what you will have us to do. Tell us tonight what you will have us to do. What it is you require of us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you tonight. We give you what you want. We give you. We give you a yes. My soul got another yes, Lord. My soul got another yes. Down in my soul. I got another yes, Lord, down in my soul tonight. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, my soul say yes, yes to your will, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yeah, hallelujah. Not my will, Lord, not my will. Not my will. Move self out the way. Move self out the way tonight. So you can have your way. Move this self out the way. Move this flesh out the way tonight. I must die daily. Help me to die tonight. Help us to die. Help us to die to self. Help us to die to our self-will ways. Help us to die tonight. Crucify this flesh. Crucify the old man. With his deeds tonight, in the name of Jesus, help us to mortify his flesh, help us to crucify his flesh tonight, with his deeds, in the name of Jesus, we cannot do it of ourselves, but Lord, we need you, we need your Holy Ghost power, we need power from on high, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. God, work a miracle tonight. Oh, God, turn things around tonight. Turn it around for our good. Oh, God, turn it around tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody's at a crossroad in their life. They don't know which way to go. But, Lord, show them the way tonight. Show them the way tonight, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. In behalf of this prayer list tonight, Lord. Every spoken request tonight. Father God, we pray that you will answer prayer tonight. You are God that answered my fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you are that true and that living God. You are the God that does answer prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are real tonight. You're real in our souls. In the name of Jesus. Father God, look on missionary Dr. Fan tonight. Father God, look on her prayer request, God. As she's standing in the gap for her family tonight. Father God, look on her sister Joanne tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy on Joanne tonight. Oh God, save Joanne tonight, God. Oh God, deal with her heart tonight, Lord. Deal with her mind tonight, Jesus. As she laying on that hospital bed tonight, God. Oh God, send your angels to minister to her tonight. Minister to her heart, God. Turn her heart towards you tonight. Turn her mind towards you tonight, God. Let her know she can't do nothing without you. She needs you every minute, every second of the day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on her tonight, Lord. Oh, God, forgive her sins tonight. Blot out her transgression, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Break up the stony heart tonight. Break up that foul ground tonight. Give her mercy tonight, Lord. Grant her mercy tonight, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Even as God, even as she lying on that bed tonight, that bed of affliction, God, we pray, oh God, that you humble her heart tonight, humble her mind, oh God, to accept you as her Lord tonight, in the name of Jesus, help her to cry out to you, say, Lord, what must I do to be saved, help her to cry out to you tonight, say, Lord, have mercy on me, God, give me another chance to be saved, to accept your mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for mercy tonight. We're praying for salvation, even for this soul tonight. Oh, God, help her tonight, Lord. Father God, we pray that you will touch her body. Oh, God, we pray you will heal her, Lord. Oh, God, move on her tonight, Lord. Oh, God, drain her lungs, God. Drain the fluid out of her lungs tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move the pneumonia, Lord. Oh, God, help her to recover tonight. Let her recover tonight, God. Oh, God, that she may give your name the praise. That she may give your name the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, raise her up tonight. So she can say, thou hast done it. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're touching and agreeing tonight. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord. Oh, God, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, we know that you have the power. Father God, we know you can save. We know you can heal. It's according to your will tonight. Father God, let it be your will tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray your will, God, your will, oh God, your will be done tonight in earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done in her life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look on her little niece, Laura, tonight. Look on little Laura tonight, Father God. Oh God, we pray for mercy, God, even for this little child. You said, suffer little children to come unto you. And forbid them not, for such is the kingdom, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on this little child tonight. Father God, she stands in need of you tonight. Father God, she needs you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray you will touch her tonight. Father God, touch her body tonight. Oh, God, save her soul tonight. Make her whole tonight, God. Breathe on her tonight, Lord. Oh, God, unstop her deaf ear tonight. You unstop that ear, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you can just speak the word. You can command the ear to open. You can command the ear to hear tonight. And it shall be done. Work a miracle, God. Work a miracle. Work a miraculous miracle tonight. In this child's life. Work a miracle tonight, God. Oh, God, do the impossible. Oh, God, do it tonight, Lord. You specialize. You specialize in things. In things that seem impossible. You can do what no other power can do. You can do what the doctors can't do. Oh, God, you make the diagnosis tonight. Father God, look on this little child. Father God, we pray right now that you will give her hearing back. Oh, God, open her ear tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you work that miracle, Lord. We believe you, oh, God, for a turnaround. We believe you for a turnaround tonight. We believe you for a change. A change has got to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name be glory. Oh, God, you said out of the mouths of babes and sucklings has that ordained perfect praise. Oh, God, let this child give you the praise. Let this child give you a perfect praise, God. You get the glory from this little child tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you for a miracle tonight. You still working miracles. You're still healing the sick. You're still opening up blinded eyes. You're still causing the lame to walk. You're causing the dumb to talk. You're causing the deaf ears to come open tonight. Oh, Father God, we're depending on you tonight. Unstop her ear tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now, Lord. Even while we're praying, Lord, move on this little child tonight. Move on her body, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Move on this little child tonight that she may be able to hear, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, nothing is impossible. Oh, God, you said all things are possible to them that believe. Father God, we believe you for the saving of these souls. We believe you for the healing of the body. God, you said the leaves are good for the healing of the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we believe you for the healing of the nation tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, look on Sister Kathy tonight. Father God, she's standing in the gap for her sister Darlene. God, look on Darlene tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, you know all about her, Lord. You know who she is. You know where she's at. Father God, reach down your hand from heaven tonight. Oh, God, touch Miss Darlene tonight, Lord. Oh, God, touch her tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're standing in need of prayer tonight. Oh, God, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Oh, God, somebody standing in the need of prayer tonight. Somebody needs you as a savior. Somebody needs you as a healer. Somebody needs you as a way maker. Somebody needs you as a door opener tonight. We're standing in the need of prayer. We need your help, Lord. We lift our hands towards heaven. We stretch our hands to you, God. No other help we know. Oh, God, we need you tonight. We need you right now, right now, Lord, right now, Jesus, we need you, Lord. Oh, God, come see about us, come see about us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Look on Miss Darlene tonight, Lord. Father God, if she's not saved, we pray you will save her. Oh, God, trimming her right now, Lord. Help her to do your will, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the prayer request is for her body, that her body may be healed. But, God, we want you to heal both body and soul. Heal her soul tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Heal her mind tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move on her tonight. Send your anointing tonight, God. Destroy that yoke, God. Whatever that yoke is, whatever the affliction is, on her body, let that yoke be destroyed, because of your anointing. Oh, God, move on her right now. Oh, God, baptize her with your Holy Ghost. Baptize her with your fire. Let your fire purge her. Let your fire burn up everything that's not like you. Let your fire purify her body tonight, even her soul tonight, in the name of Jesus. Purify her tonight. Cleanse her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and then I will heal their land. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them to turn tonight from their wicked ways. Father God, we pray that you will heal their land tonight, forgive their sins tonight, and heal their land. Oh, God, heal their body tonight. Whatever standing in the way, whatever causing the sickness tonight, cause their body to line up with the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to that sickness tonight, and we command it to go. We speak to that deaf ear tonight, and we command it to open up and hear. We command the blessing of God tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send your healing angels. Send your angels tonight, God. Oh, God, to minister to these souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're where. We know you got the power. Look on your people everywhere, God, each one that's on the line tonight. Father God, you know the needs of your people. You know what each one is going through tonight. We pray that you, oh, God, see them through. Look on Vengeance Bond tonight, even the family, God. Oh, God, look on the O'Neill family tonight, God. Oh, God, comfort their hearts, God. Oh, God, pick them up tonight and carry them through, Lord. Lord, you carry them through tonight, God. You strengthen them, God. You encourage their heart, Lord. Oh, God, lift the burden, God. Move the heaviness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray you will wipe away every tear from their eye. God, you give them strength even in the time of sorrow. You be their peace, God, in the midst of trouble. Oh, God, comfort them tonight, God. Be that very present help, even in the time of trouble. Father God, remember your people everywhere, God. Remember them right now, God. Oh, God, you know the need tonight, God. Look on the family, God. Right now, we pray you will comfort them. Oh, God, see them through, huh? Even in this hour, Lord. Huh? Any others that may be grieving, God. Huh? Oh, God, that have lost loved ones. Huh? We pray that you will comfort their hearts tonight. Oh, God, and give them the strength they need just to go on and stay on the path of righteousness. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You say you will never leave us, huh? Nor would you forsake us. Huh? Father God, look on those that, oh, God, have loved ones that may be sick. Huh? We pray that you will continue to heal them, God. Huh? Look on those, oh, God. Those of us that have loved ones that may not be saved, we pray that you will save our loved ones tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on our children, Lord. Save our children. Keep them covered under the blood. Oh, God, we know that you're able. Most of all, God, look on that speaker of the hour tonight. Father God, look on the man of God, the one that has come and delivered your word tonight. We pray that a special blessing over his life. We pray that you will continue to touch him, God. Oh, God, look on Prophet Allen tonight. Touch his body, touch his soul, stricken him, Lord. Use him for your service, God. Bless his home, bless his family. Bless his ministry, God. Oh, God, whatever he put his hands to, God, we pray that it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, God, bless his going out. Bless his coming in from this time forward, even forevermore. Oh, God, let your word that was preached tonight, let it minister to the hearts of your people. Oh, God, let it rest in our souls. Huh? Oh, God, let your word do the work tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we praise and we thank you. Father God, for the prayers that have gone up this night. Thank you for every petition, God. Father God, we thank you for answering according to your will. Oh, God, we thank you for answering these prayers according to your will. And, Father God, we say thank you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we praise you in advance. We count it done. We give you all the glory. We give you the honor. It has to do unto your name. Father God, you do these things for us. We give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the prayer that has come forth this night. Amen. We have prayed the prayer of faith. Amen. We believe God. Amen. It's in God's hands now. Amen. Take your hands off of it. Amen. And leave it in the hands of the Lord. Amen. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. Amen. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you tonight. Amen. This is what you do tonight, people of God. Amen. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain thee. God will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Regardless, amen, what may be time, God will take care of you. Amen. We thank God, amen, tonight for the power of prayer. We thank God, amen, for the prayer of faith that we have prayed this night. Amen. We believe, God, that God is going to do, amen, what is best. Amen. God's going to do, amen, what, amen, according to his will. Amen. And we here tonight, we believe God. Amen. But we pray the will of God, that, Lord, your will must be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We thank God tonight for each one of you that have come with your prayer request. Amen. We want to say to you to keep praying. Keep believing God. Amen. Speak faith. Speak, amen, liberty. Speak blessings. Speak healing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Declare it in your atmosphere. Write the vision. Make it plain. Hallelujah. Stand on it. Stand on God's holy word and take God at his word. Because God's going to do everything that he said. And if God ever made you a promise, amen, it shall come to pass. If God promised you something, amen, you can expect it to come. You can expect it to happen. Amen, because he keeps his promises. Amen. And we are standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, we just thank you tonight. Pray that your hearts are encouraged. We pray, amen, that you feel inspired and motivated to stay on the path of holiness. Don't detour to the right. Don't turn to the left. Don't look back, but drive and go forward. Keep your eyes on the prize. Amen. Jesus is that prize tonight. Amen. He loves you. Amen. With a special love. Amen. God loves you tonight. Amen. He is concerned about you. Amen. It's his will. Amen. It's not his will that any should perish. It's not his will that, amen, you lack. It's not his will that you be sick. It's not his will that you walk around burdened. But it's his will that you may be free, that you may be healed, that you may be delivered. Amen. Free from sin. Hallelujah. That's what his will is tonight. Amen. That you be free from sin. Glory be to God. And that you can have eternal life. So we bless God tonight for this night. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the word of God coming through the man of God. Amen. Prophet Nuffer Allen. Amen. From, amen, London, England, the UK. Amen. God is so good to Israel. God is good to his people. And we are to praise and we are to give God the praise. Amen. We are to just glorify the Lord. Glorify God in our bodies. Glorify God in our spirit. Glorify God down in our soul. I got another yes, Lord, down in my soul. I got another yes, Lord, down in my soul. I got another yes, Lord, down in my soul. You ought to give God a yes tonight. You ought to give God a yes tonight. That's what the Lord wants from you. The Lord wants a yes. The Lord wants a yes from you tonight. He wants you to say yes to his will. God wants you to say yes to the will of God. I got another yes, Lord, down in my soul, way down in my spirit tonight. My soul say yes to the will of God. Amen. People of God, if you, amen, desire, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. God wants us to give him a yes. God wants us to give him a yes tonight. It's not our will. Amen. It's not what we want, but it's what God wants from us. Amen. Are you willing to give God what he wants tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, people of God, if you so desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could do so, amen, by texting 912-257-3918. Once again, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other broadcast that you may not have gotten, you could text us at 912-257-3918. Amen. We'll be, amen, certain and sure, amen, that you receive your request tonight. Amen. And to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen. To all of our international listeners, amen. To our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners as well, you too, amen, can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp. Use WhatsApp and text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, that's, amen, by using WhatsApp, text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. And we'll be so happy to send you a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, and any other broadcast that you so desire, amen, to have. For all of our listeners by Facebook, amen, you can go to our Facebook page, the Prayer News Network. Amen. There you can find, amen, the broadcast recorded live. Amen. You can go back, amen, and you can play, amen, the recorded broadcast, amen, on our Facebook page. Amen. And people of God, when you get a copy of, amen, tonight's broadcast, we ask that you share it with somebody. Amen. Share with as many people as you know. Spread the word. Amen. Spread the love of Jesus. Somebody is standing in need tonight. Somebody needs, amen, an anchor. Somebody needs, amen, a refuge. Amen. And we can run to God in a time like this. Amen. So we praise God for you. Amen. Let us pray one for another. Amen. That we may be healed. He sent his word, amen, and healed us. Tonight we are healed, amen, through the, amen, spoken word of God. Amen. We're healed both body, mind, spirit, and soul. Amen. Through the word of God. Amen. We thank God tonight for this night. We thank God for the man of God. Amen. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for prayer. Amen. We have everything that we need, people of God. God has given us everything that we need. He has equipped us, amen, for this journey. Amen. He has given us everything we need, amen, to run this race and to run it with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So we just thank God, amen, for this night. We want you to pray, amen, for those that are on the prayer list. Amen. I want you to continue to, amen, to pray one for another. Amen. I want you to pray for Evangelist Bonds in the O'Neill family. Amen. She lost, amen, her brother-in-law, I believe, on yesterday. So we want you to pray for, amen, our, amen, amen, co-host and advisor, Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. In the O'Neill family. Amen. As they, amen, am going to go through their time of sorrow and loss. Amen. Of their loved one. Keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. That God may strengthen them and carry them through. Any other ones, amen, that we know that have suffered loss, we want you to hold them up in prayer. Amen. That God will take them through. Amen. We know God can do it because he's that kind of God. So we thank God for this broadcast tonight. We thank you, each and every one of you, for listening in. We thank you, amen, for all of our Facebook listeners, all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, all of our international listeners that have tuned in this night, each one of you that have called in by telephone, iPod, however you have charmed in tonight to this broadcast. Amen. We appreciate you. We say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Amen. To be with us this night on this broadcast. Amen. To all our first-time listeners. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed tonight. We pray that this won't be your last time. Amen. You're welcome to join into this broadcast any given day. We are here, amen, 7 days a week. Each night at 9 p.m. And we love for you to come back and be a part of, amen, of this program, amen, ordained by God. So, people of God, amen, we pray tonight that you be blessed. We pray, amen, that you have a prosperous, amen, night. Amen, even have a prosperous day on tomorrow. Keep your hearts and your minds stayed on Jesus. Amen. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what you're going through, keep your joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. You don't have no joy, you're not going to have no strength. But if you got joy, amen, you will have some strength, amen, to go through. So we praise God tonight for this broadcast. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your ever presence. We thank you for your anointing that destroyed the yokes tonight. Father God, we pray that you will look on your people. We pray that you will bless your people. Oh God, keep your people in your will. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. You said we're in your hands and no man can pluck us out. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we are the apple of your eye. You watch over us. You protect us. Father God, you make ways out of no way, even as we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Be with us until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, work a miracle tonight in somebody's life that they may give your name the praise and give your name the glory. Father God, look on the Prayer News Network Global. Look on, oh God, each soul, God, that you have drawn into this line. We pray that you will continue to work in their lives. Work in their lives tonight, God. Make them and mold them what you will have them to be. Look on our famous visionary founder, God. Look on Evangelist Annette Bradley, God. We pray that you will touch and strengthen her. Oh, God, see her through in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on every advisor that you have assigned to this work. Every, oh, God, every speaker that have come to this line and yet to come. We pray, God, for a fresh anointing. God, send a fresh anointing over your people. Send a day of Pentecost, God. Send a Pentecost in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence until we shall return at that present time and hour on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. God, we pray that you will be with us. Oh, God, shield us and protect us. Keep us covered under the blood. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, we thank you once again for joining us. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. if the Lord say the same. Come, amen, with a praise in your spirit. Come, amen, to give God the glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done in your life. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night. We love you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.